Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, 37 is it?
I'm not sure, 36 or 37.
I guess 36. O Krishna, those who continuously hear, chant, and repeat your chanted activities, or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly can see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death. Again, itimirandasya janaganasalakayam, paksusvilidam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha, shri chaitanya manavisam shabitam jena bhutale, svayamupakaramaya dadati svaparantikam, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudevi Gaura Bhaktivindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the hearing process is being emphasized here or recommended by Srila Prabhupada because of its importance. We give the example sometimes if a man is sleeping, the only sense that can wake him is that hearing. Because his eyes are closed, he's asleep. So, hearing, in the same example, we're all sleeping now in the lap of the witch Maya. So if we hear from the Acharya, from the right source, the devotional activities or the pastimes of the Lord with his devotees and so on, then there's a chance we can wake up out of this Maya, out of this illusory energy that we're presently engulfed by. But Maya is very difficult to overcome because this is Maya's kingdom. But if we catch the lotus feet of the pure devotee, then he can easily carry us out of this labyrinth of material life. So this should be our goal, how to fix the lotus feet of the pure devotee in our heart so that we can empowered to overcome Maya, which otherwise is so powerful. Maya has captured our mind, captured our senses, captured even our intelligence. And so, it's not like the enemy of Maya is outside, but she's come inside. So we don't know, because of lack of depth of understanding, we don't know when we're in Maya, when we're not in Maya. And sometimes in the name of Maya, we become very enthusiastic. We're going to, straighten everything out. But in the meantime, we're not doing what is pleasing to the Lord or the Lord's devotee. This is the nature of Maya. Maya parita jnana. It carries away. Even a man of intelligence, his mind becomes carried away. He does unintelligent things. Therefore, we have to come to the mode of goodness or a little cool-headedness. So we can see what is actually coming from the Lord and what is coming from Maya. This is the proper use of intelligence, to become neutral or even feminine, that the intelligence is described as feminine. Feminine, like I was reading a thing, the psychiatrist or the sociologist, they say that this is the woman's prerogative. She chooses the man more because she observes the different men. And she says, yes, I would like to have this man in my life. Just like in Svayambhuva, the same thing. The different men come to compete, and then she chooses who will be her husband. This is the general system. The father may arrange for different men, but she has the ultimate choice. No, it's not forced. So intelligence is feminine like that. Of course, it's not a perfect analogy, but the description is there in Bhagavad Gita, intelligence is feminine. So it should be used in that way to analyze what's coming in. What am I hearing? Hearing, again, is the most important thing, this hearing process. So we have to, with our intelligence, screen what we're going to hear. If it's not spiritual, then we don't want to hear it. Why do we waste our time? Everything has to be brought to the point of using it for Krishna's service. Not that we can't hear, like the weather report, if we want to decide, you know, what we're going to do, whether we're going to go to sell books or work in the garden or something. We can hear the weather report, Or we may have to keep some little idea of what's going on in the world, so we won't be seen as fools by the ordinary people. If we tell them, what about Iraq? I don't know anything about Iraq. No, then people think that we're stunted ignorance. So we have, for our preaching, we may have to have a little acquaintance with what's going on in the world. But that also can be used then. The hearing it, but if we hear something which has no value to Krishna consciousness, to our service in Krishna consciousness, just as to pass our time, like reading a novel or something. Sometimes devotees do that. And karmis do it like anything. They read some romantic novel or some adventure stories. They're without Krishna in the center, with no connection to Krishna. So what is the value there? It has no value. It's simply wasting our time. We should be better chanting Hare Krishna or reading the Puranas and Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, and so on. There's so much literature here to read, adventure stories. And romance also. Krishna and the gopis. We can read all these things. But it has to come to that point. So intelligence should be used. And in order to use our intelligence properly, we have to be a little cool. It's like with this example we were given yesterday. Because this person is so much in a mode of passion that he hasn't even taken to read, to hear about what it is that we're saying. But he's already made his conclusion without hearing. Complete conviction is there without hearing. But this is called, this is the general way of the mode of passion. And then it brings you to some miserable condition. And you suffer. And then again, you try to repent. But you see, without coming to the point of real intelligence, we remain on some kind of sentimental platform. We're being carried by the sentiment, by the emotions. Therefore, Prabhupada was always stressing this point about being intelligent and being deliberate. Dehi no smindi dahe dehi. I remember I gave that example, the story there. Dira is used here in that verse, right? We have to be dira to understand how the body is different at the time of death. Otherwise, we'll be emotional. Our wife, our children, our work, something, it will be carrying us away. Oh, I didn't finish this. I didn't know what it is. And we'll die in that consciousness. So therefore, we have to become very sober. As long as we're going to die in 5 minutes. If we're going to die in 5 minutes, then we'll be very sober to understand. And to, you can say, focus our mind on Krishna. These things all come in together. Sober-minded, intelligent, then hearing from the right source, the intelligence won't allow us to hear the nonsense cinema songs or something, sports events or anything. The whole world is here listening to the baseball game, the football game, the cricket game, but we have no interest in that because our intelligence has become stronger by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, that we see that this thing has no value to us. What is the value? Simply a waste of time, just like Prabhupada is saying here. Hearing from the wrong person, even Srimad Bhagavatam about the gopis or something, is simply a waste of time because we're not qualified to hear that. So we should begin, under the order of the Acharya, how to hear. And then our intelligence becomes stronger, we can really discriminate what is coming from the spiritual side, what is not. And then we can just reject that. This is the proper use of intelligence, and the mind also, for accepting and rejecting. Yeah, we reject something which is not favorable to devotional service. We don't want to hear. But if we're not intelligent, we'll reject things that aren't favorable. We can easily, by some other sentiment, we can reject those things that are favorable. And then we'll miss opportunity to make advancement. So intelligence is the most important item. We should always keep our intelligence strong and not become sentimental or emotional to the be carried away. Ultimately, we can trust our emotions when the emotions are simply spiritual. Then the emotion is so strong, like the gopis, they're not big intellects, but because their heart is completely given over to Krishna, see, therefore their emotions are all spiritual. So it's not that we want to eliminate emotion altogether, we want to eliminate material emotions. And that requires, you can say, advancement. We have to become advanced first before we can do that, because we won't be able to see what is material, what is spiritual, until we're advanced. And this is the process, how to get advanced, how to become advanced. By hearing submissively from the proper source. So, what is the difficulty?